Today's program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn, new American cuisine in one of Washington, D.C.'s oldest hotels, located in DuPont Circle. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food on the Heritage Radio Network. I'm Erica Weitz, your host, and I am going to open a restaurant. I have decided. I have so many good ideas and so many cool concepts that I want to try that I think it's time. The people have spoken, and they've said, Erica, it's time. And this place is going to be hot. It's going to be the hottest spot in the hottest part of Brooklyn, where all the hot, cool kids and hipsters are flocking to now, Sheepshead Bay. Yes. Or maybe not even Brooklyn, because I think that maybe Brooklyn is almost over. And I think maybe I'll open it in Staten Island, but not in like the cool part of Staten Island near the ferry, but like really far out in Staten Island, like near the landfill. And we can run the whole place off of methane gas that we siphon off of the world's biggest pile of rotting trash and make the place like totally sustainable and everything. Or maybe I won't even open a restaurant at all because, you know, restaurants are so like, so 2007, so grounded, so old economy, so semi-permanent. Maybe it'll be a food truck instead of a restaurant. And the food truck can roam the suburban Republican streets of Staten Island. Or no, you know what? Even better, I'll do a pop-up. A secret pop-up that only people who follow me on Twitter will know about. And only if they can decipher the World War I era archaic code that I tweet in. And only if they know the secret code password response and then the secret password to get in. They're actually not even on Twitter because Twitter is so 2013. I mean, now Twitter is a public company. You'll have to follow me using the Let's Get Real chip that'll be implanted into your skin that gives you Let's Get Real reward points every time you think about me, and it'll take over your mind, and then it'll lead you right to the secret pop-up restaurant. Like I said, it's going to be super hot. And so what's my concept for this hot spot? Well, no, not earth to table or nose to tail or 5 mile radius only or plant-based or juices only or wild foraged foods from Staten Island only. No, 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 that's all been done to death already. I'm going to make my menu at my super secret pop-up restaurant all about flavors. Bold, intense, challenging flavors presented in eclectic, quirky ways. This place is going to be all about flavors, as in food flavored like other food. Cool, right? Like, I'm going to do strawberry cheesecake Pop-Tart flavored buffalo chicken wings and Caesar salad flavored milkshake martinis and grilled cheese Lunchables California sushi rolls and apple pie flavored diet iced tea burgers and red velvet sugar-free yogurt flavored béarnaise over the beef filet that will serve with pumpkin spiced M&M flavored asparagus. Totally cutting edge, right? And with massive, massive universal appeal. I mean, everybody likes red velvet flavor, right? And red velvet flavor béarnaise sauce. Like, how classy is that? But more important, red velvet flavored béarnaise sauce is so now. So I've been working on the concept for this place for a long time, and I've had to keep it a secret, obvs, since it's only cool if nobody knows about it. And by nobody, I mean everyone who sees pictures of the opening on Snapchat and Pinterest. But it's almost ready for the big opening, the big reveal. Only I can't tell you where it is because it's a secret pop-up. And if I tell you guys, then everybody will know, you know, all the wrong kind of people. And if you are the right kind of people, you'll know it if you are. And then you'll already know the password because you'll have the chip. So send me the secret password on Twitter and I'll give you the location by beaming it directly to your chip. Now, the location could change any second because it's a pop-up, which makes it even cooler, right? So I'm going to give you a little teeny tiny hint, okay? Since you're my dedicated listeners and disciples, I'm going to give you a tiny little hint as to the location of the super secret pop-up. Think Queens. Now figure it out. Now, I plan on an unannounced opening in 2 weeks, just in time for my birthday, which is on the 25th, if you were trying to do the math right there. Yes, I was a Thanksgiving baby, and every 7 years, I share my day of birth with the biggest gluttony fest in America, proud to say. So for the first menu of the super secret pop-up restaurant that I'm opening between consulting jobs, we're going to have a special birthday theme menu for opening night. Now remember, we are a restaurant about flavors, as in flavors flavoring other flavors. So no, not a menu of all my favorite flavors, because then everything would be grapefruit flavored and soft shell crab flavored. No. And not just because it's my birthday, but because ridiculously and coincidentally, birthday has become the hottest flavor since bacon. And it's my birthday. Did I mention that? So yes, birthday flavor has now taken bacon flavor's place as the number one flavor to flavor other flavors with, just behind pumpkin spice flavor and a few notches up from green tea flavor, and leaving red velvet flavor far behind in the dust. So birthday flavored stuff is showing up everywhere, and I want a little piece. I want in on the action. Now, remember last week after my tirade against pumpkin spice flavored everything, how I mentioned that in researching pumpkin spice flavored stuff, I came upon birthday flavored pumpkin seeds made by tossing pumpkin seeds with vanilla cake mix and oil and baking them, thus flavoring them with delicious, authentic birthday flavor. Remember that? Now, right about now, you're probably saying out loud, wait a sec, isn't she forgetting a word there? Isn't it birthday cake flavored stuff? Well, yes, birthday cake is the flavor of the moment. But cake is just a category of baked food, open to unlimited iterations and interpretations and variations with so many cakes to choose from. It's like saying fruit flavored or cheesy flavored or fun flavored. Cake is just the blank slate. And cake applies to other things too, like rice cakes and pancakes and beef cake. So the way I see it, it's not cake flavor, but the birthday flavored cake flavor that's so hot right now. And it's my birthday and my show, so I can do whatever I want. I'll flavor things like birthday if I want to. So there. Huh. And now I can, because Amaretti, a professional pastry product supplier whom I have bought product from in the past, Amaretti, a highly respected company, now sells birthday cake flavored extract. So you can add a chemically synthesized flavored extract of the thing you're making to the thing you're making. Did you get that? How can you flavor a birthday cake with birthday cake flavor without first making a birthday cake? Where does the birthday cake flavor come from? Chicken, meat, egg. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Texas Stampede by Eula on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Before she ever sees. following program has been brought to you by Tabard Inn. Tabard Inn, Washington, D.C.'s quintessential small hotel, is located on a quiet, tree-lined street just 5 blocks from the White House. Vibrant yet unassuming, the Tabard is comprised of 40 sleeping rooms, each unique in character and design. Feast on eclectic American cuisine in their acclaimed restaurant, or enjoy a cocktail and listen to live jazz in one of their cozy Victorian seating areas. Mingle with travelers from around the world who find the Tabard the only place to stay when taking their travels to Washington. For more information, visit tabardinn.com.
Welcome back to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, repairing, and eating food. I'm Erica Wides, your host, and this is the Heritage Radio Network. So we're going to do a birthday flavor-themed menu at the Super Secret Pop-Up when we open in 2 weeks, and it's going to be awesome because I've been doing a lot of research to see what the other food geniuses and industry people out there are doing these days with birthday flavor. And as it turns out, there's a lot out there. Birthday flavor is hot right now. And how great is that? Now that we don't need to wait an entire year for our birthday flavored cakes anymore, we can have them every day. Now, I used to start thinking about my birthday cake sometime in August as a child, anticipating it for months. Remember, my birthday is November 25th. I would start thinking about it in August, planning what I wanted it to taste like and look like. It was a once-a-year treat, which was what made it special. And after the birthday party, when there was leftover cake, I would sneak leftover slivers of cake all day and all night when nobody was looking. I was a total sugar junkie. Since sugar was treated in our house like a controlled substance, I couldn't get enough of it. And with only 2 kids in the family, there were only 2 birthday cakes a year to gorge on. So when I could get it, I had to really get it. And I could only dream back then of what life in a big Catholic family was like. I mean, there'd be a birthday cake practically every month if you were a Kennedy or the Brackens. They were a big Catholic family in our town. It was like waiting for the yearly showing of the Wizard of Oz or of the Great Pumpkin. It came around once a year, and you waited, drooling, anticipating it. I was like a Pavlovian dog with birthday cake. It happened like clockwork every year. The end of summer vacation, followed by the first day of school, piles of leaves raked to the curb, then Halloween, then turkey, then birthday cake. That was the end of the cycle. There would be nothing else really sweetened and caloric to look forward to after that until, like, maybe Valentine's Day. I mean, Hanukkah. Hanukkah's a cruel joke designed to make Jewish kids feel even more inferior until we were old enough to run banks and Hollywood studios. So it was all about the birthday for me until January 24th, which was my sister's birthday, when I'd sneak slivers of her cake, too. But then it was a long, long wait until my parents' birthdays, which were both in the same week in July. And usually we had a Carvel ice cream cake for that, which was good, but not authentically birthday flavored. Although those little black crunchy things were like tween crack to me. But now there's no waiting for birthday cake. There's no anticipation. Even if you can't eat birthday flavored cake every day, you can eat birthday flavored everything else now every day. That pumpkin seed recipe was the least of it, although a search that I did turned up about 1 trillion recipes that use cake mix as a flavoring. Yeah, cake mix as a flavoring and as a base for many, many repulsively sweet, colored, sprinkled, obesity and diabetes guaranteeing treats. So in my role serving you as educator and foodiness guru, let's take a look at the birthday flavored culinary landscape of modern late 2013 America, shall we? Come along with me on a trip down the rabbit hole. Now, we haven't talked about the foodiness rabbit hole in a while, and we certainly haven't been down here in a while because I've been using it kind of more like a storage space for my old juicer. So please watch your step as we go down. And actually, I'm also using the rabbit hole as the entrance to the super secret pop-up restaurant. So please don't tell anyone where it is and try to be vague about its location when you check in on Foursquare when you show up, okay? Now, We need to go very, very deep down the rabbit hole tonight to the underground gallery space where I've created a display and a buffet of birthday flavored products to share with you, my most super secret special guests. Our first stop, though, on our trip down the rabbit hole will be at the bar. Now, if you remember way, way back to an early show I did on flavored vodka called Vodka Doesn't Taste Like Cupcakes, that was the episode where I first dove deep into foodiness flavoring and the idea of the infantilizing of the American palate. Something about drunken 60-year-old lesbians puking in a limo on the Long Island Expressway after doing chocolate-flavored vodka shots. Remember? Anything ring a bell about that one? Bueller? Well, please go back and re-listen, if not, because we need you to keep up with us here on the tour, okay? So in just the 2 years since that show aired, the flavored liquor category has exploded with hundreds of new products hitting the shelves and the bars of every TGI Fridays in America. So I've mixed up a few cocktails to start us off with on our tour tonight. Now here you can see the display of all the flavored vodkas and now also flavored tequilas and rums too out there on the foodiness liquor landscape. Now you've got your typically fruity ones, the citrus and the berries and the cherries and all of those, and your spicy, cinnamony, peppery ones, and the tropicals like coconut and mango and chocolate and iced tea flavored now. And then there's the super kid-friendly vodkas to get your little ones ready to be grown-up drinkers, like the cotton candy flavored vodka and the candy cane vodka and the gingerbread vodka and the peanut butter and jelly vodka. And finally, down here at the end, next to the cupcake flavored vodka, is the birthday flavored vodka. Now, in case you don't drink the hard stuff yet, if you're not grown up enough to handle vodka, even birthday flavored vodka, if your infantilized palate is so fetal that even a super sweetened flavored like pink frosting vodka is too much, or perhaps if you fancy yourself too sophisticated to ever drink anything like that, I've also included some wine on the bar. But not just any wine. This is cake flavored wine. Now, I thought that cupcake branded wine was bad enough, but no. I found cheesecake, coffee cake, black forest cake, and cake batter flavored wine. So if the classy people would just help themselves out to that, okay? Well, everybody else helps themselves to the vodka. Thanks. Oh, and if you think that maybe you may not make it past the bar tonight on our tour, it's okay. You can just curl up on the couches over there in the lounge area. And in the morning, I'll be serving the new breakfast-inspired vodkas, including maple bacon-flavored vodka and blueberry pancake-flavored vodka, which are real. We were sent an advanced case of it to try out here in the rabbit hole. So please, everyone, have a drink. Don't worry. It's an open bar tonight. And let's move along, please. Step lively. The boat is waiting for us. Now, our next stop on the tour will be the hors d'oeuvre station, because we always need a little snack with our drink. So I made a big batch of the birthday-flavored pumpkin seeds from the recipe that I found online. I think it's always good to serve something homemade, don't you? And it's so easy. Just pumpkin seeds, oil, powdered cake mix, and salt. I love home cooking. So grab a few of those and let me show you what else I've discovered. Now here are the new vanilla cupcake-flavored goldfish crackers. Yes, the same classic fish-shaped crackers that toddlers have clutched in their sticky, chubby paws for decades have moved beyond their wholesome foodiness cheddar flavor and into the realm of cupcake flavors. And although they're calling it vanilla cupcake flavor, we all know that that's just a euphemism for birthday flavored. It's just that health halo that cupcakes have now, because a cupcake every day is fine. But a birthday cake is a sometime treat, like Cookie Monster says that cookies are. That moron. But we all know what's what, right? And with the cupcake goldfish, I'm serving birthday cake flavored milk from a family dairy in Kansas City who has released the birthday flavored milk as a special product for their 10-year anniversary. Now, there was a birthday flavored yogurt from Yoplait in their Splits line, but it was discontinued. I don't know why. I mean, yogurt is so healthy and so good for you. And who wouldn't want rainbow sprinkles and blue icing flavored yogurt? Talk about having your cake and eating it too. I couldn't wait to get that in there somewhere. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be back.
This one is called Maurice Narcisse by Eula on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Like what you hear so far? Support the network and become a member. Membership helps us bring you the best food radio in the world and gives you access to thousands of dollars in discounts at the sustainably minded businesses that support us. To become a member, visit HeritageRadioNetwork.org today.
Welcome back to Let's Get Real on Heritage Radio Network. That music was not my choice, by the way. Just saying. Okay, now, on our tour, we're moving along, and we've arrived at the main course area of the buffet table. Now, in today's American culinary landscape, anything goes. We are in an era of unprecedented creative freedom, and chefs are just going wild and pushing the boundaries of food like never before. And lucky for us, we have never seen levels of sugar consumption reach such highs. So why not have a dinner buffet of birthday flavored foods? Why not do an all sugar dinner menu? Let's just dispose with the idea that we need to actually eat food before we eat dessert and become very postmodern about all of this. So here we've got a platter of birthday flavored Oreo sandwich cookies. Technically, they're a sandwich, so it's okay. These are birthday flavored Oreos, the newest incarnation in the ongoing let's fuck with the classic style of snack marketing. Birthday cake Oreos join the ever-growing list of other effed up Oreo flavors like red velvet. And our other entree next to the Oreos is a little hand-woven basket filled with freshly cut hay and edible spring flowers. Upon this little tableau of greenery is nestled a small flock of marshmallow peeps. But guess what? These aren't Easter peeps. These are birthday peeps. Yes, the peep geniuses did it again. They've genetically engineered peeps that taste like birthday. The birthday-flavored peeps made their test debut this spring. Guess where? At Walmart. And are going national next Easter. Now, where better to test out a new peeps flavor than on the discriminating palates of Walmart shoppers? I mean, who knows better than them? You don't even need teeth to enjoy peeps. Oh, and by the way, there is a national Facebook campaign petition going around to make birthday-flavored Oreos available all year, to make them a permanent flavor. And people are voting for it in droves. Now, we can't get anyone to vote for national health care, but they'll get up out of their lazy boys to vote for an Oreo flavor. Well, except that, like in WALL-E, now with devices, you don't actually have to get up out of your lazy boys to vote. But the point is, they're against universal health care and for birthday cake flavored Oreos. And there are even online reviews of the new Oreo flavor in which people said that they liked them but are disappointed that the birthday flavor wasn't quite pronounced enough. One person wanted their cookies to have a stronger cake flavor. I mean, I want my oatmeal to have a stronger octopus flavor too, but I'm not kvetching about that online. Are you thirsty? I know that all this delicious food really needs to be paired with beverages, like a proper tasting menu, so we can circle back to the bar now because we've laid out our next round of drinks. Now this time, if you need a little pick-me-up between courses, we are serving the birthday-flavored ice-blended drinks from the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. You may be familiar with them. They're a West Coast chain that's recently made their entry into New York City. Now, a direct quote from the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf's press release about this said, "Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf rolls out birthday cake ice blended beverages. It's like cake and icing in a cup," says Michelle Steen, director of product development. "And the company revised the flavor 35 times before they nailed it," she says. Wow, 35 times. It's hard to really get that exact balance of sweetness and sweetness. You feel better? A little revived? Okay, good. Let's move onward. Now, just to show you that this isn't a buffet of all junky junk food, here is our table of Jell-O pudding snacks in birthday flavor with the sprinkles in a little separate pack on top so they don't get soggy and ruined like the granola on top of yogurt. And as you can see right on the package, the Jell-O pudding snack proudly says it's made from real milk, not fake milk, real milk. So it's healthy for your kiddies and it has no high fructose corn syrup or artificial colors. Wow, they should start selling this at the Park Slope Food Co-op because it's so natural and so good for you. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm getting pretty full. All of this great birthday flavored food is really starting to fill me up, but there's always room for dessert. And as you may know, I am a lover of jelly beans. Now, not those cheap, crappy, five-color Easter basket kind with the gross black ones. Oh, no. Only gourmet jelly beans for me, as I am a gourmet, you know. Jelly Belly brand gourmet jelly beans, or if I can find them, Gimbel's brand, which are the same exact product but with a different brand name, sold for a quarter of the price, FYI. Particularly the ones that come in pink grapefruit flavor and cantaloupe flavor and tangerine flavor and popcorn flavor. I love them. And it's okay. I'm fine admitting it because I eat them sometimes. I listen to Cookie Monster, even though I think that Cookie Monster would now probably qualify for special ed and is somewhat challenged and somewhere on the spectrum. And I get that the flavors of those jelly beans are just that, flavors. I don't eat them instead of eating real fruit. I eat them with the fruit. But they are individual, identifiable flavor simulations of identifiable things. That's what we can all pretty much agree on, that a pink grapefruit tastes pretty much like a pink grapefruit jelly bean, even if very few people actually like grapefruit except me. But now there's a whole new range of Jelly Bellies from their Cold Stone Ice Cream Parlor mix. It's called Birthday Cake Remix, and it combines the flavors of cake batter ice cream, rainbow sprinkles, brownie, and fudge to make birthday-flavored jelly beans. Okay, so wait a second here. Let's just back up a little. So it's a jelly bean flavor made of a blend of other jelly bean flavors, all of which are synthetic versions of other things that are flavored like other things. Cake batter, ice cream flavored jelly beans mixed with rainbow sprinkle flavored jelly beans. What's the flavor of rainbow or sprinkle? Plus brownie and fudge flavored jelly beans. This one is so far down the rabbit hole that I think I may suffocate from the lack of oxygen down there. Now, I'm starting to think that maybe we're getting a little worn out and we need to cut this tour short to be done with it and to head back up to the surface. I'm starting to feel a little sick and my teeth feel kind of furry from all the sugar. Now, luckily, my dentist, Dr. Wolf, has supplied free toothbrushes in the bathrooms for all of my guests. So feel free to grab a free Dr. Wolf toothbrush along with some birthday flavored toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Yep. Novelty product maker Archie McPhee's cupcake toothpaste hit the market in 2011. Spokesman David Wall says one dad emailed them his kids' comments to the company. He says it isn't like he's brushing his teeth anymore. He's frosting them. Frosting them. But please brush away if you'd like, because our last station of the tour will be the most fun one. But first, I'm going to need everyone to submit to a blood test. What? Why? Because the last and best birthday-flavored product, other than the vanilla birthday cake-flavored lip gloss by Philosophy that will be in your little gift bag as you leave, is birthday cake-flavored rolling paper. You know, rolling paper for rolling stuff. Now, if everyone will just stick out their finger We're going to test your blood sugar for diabetes and other dietary related diseases. Doubtless by now you've developed one of them. And you've got all kinds of other illnesses and symptoms too, like pain and blindness and potential amputation because of it. And because of that, we can all qualify together for a medical marijuana license and all get to enjoy our birthday cake flavored rolling papers together here in the bottom of the rabbit hole. So stick out that finger, give us a drop of that sweet, sweet blood, and hope for a really high number. So that brings us to the end of the tour tonight. If you'd like to visit the super secret pop-up restaurant, remember, it's somewhere in Queens, and the password is sprinkles. Now remember, if it's your birthday and you don't want to eat shit, or any other day and you don't want to eat birthday-flavored shit, keep listening to Let's Get Real, the cooking show about finding, preparing, and eating food with me, Erica Wides, here on the Heritage Radio Network. We are out of time. I want to thank Joe in the control room, Chris Nutter, my co-producer, Ben Kaplan for writing our theme music. And you can follow me on Twitter at Let's Get Real Show or find me on Facebook at Let's Get Real Show. All Heritage Radio shows are available on the website, heritageradionetwork.org. They're also all on iTunes, and you should visit my website, letsgetrealshow.com. Okay, that's it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.